Oh. Schultz from a live album from 1980 there. In the background, Billy Sick might not play the entire side. The artist is pretty much every track is a whole side. Nice to have on there though, and RIP was, what, maybe 2 months ago? Schultz passed away. Found out this week that Vangelis, originally of, well, at least I would know from Aphrodite's Child, who I will play some songs of later on the show in honor of Vangelis, of course also known for that Chariots of Fire thing and the John and Vangelis, Friends of Mr. Cairo, and many, actually very good ambient and synth albums, and also some, you know, a lot of soundtracks. Ridiculous output. Major figure, Vangelis, R.I.P. Another one to go. We heard, though, in that set some pretty neat things, kind of delving in on a rainy day. Some of this sort of 70s material. Which had Tonto's expanding headband in there. Named after the Tonto synthesizer, which is played on the track we heard, Aurora, and John Gibson. Pretty much the whole side of a Wild album called Visitations. And Archcane from France, Odyssey, the album, Novembre, followed by Czar, Tread Softly on Me, by the aptly named for the time band, Czar. A couple of bands there, and followed that up with Subway, also from France, their self-titled album, all vinyl today on this show. Those are three bands sort of known to be in the King Crimson style without really copying it full out, but definitely of that flavor, early 70s Crimson stuff. Also R.I.P., I think, God, so many of them have died. One of the major guys of the first incarnation of King Crimson passed away not that long ago either. Simon Jeffies from a Wild album called Music from the Penguin Cafe. Had a couple of tracks that Klaus Schultz here. Move it in though slowly into another synth fellow, Tim Blake. Album called New Jerusalem. I'm gonna hear some Tim Blake after a little bit more Klaus Schultz here. The Spacey edition of Montreal Sound Art at CAT 90.3 FM.
transmitted out in space. It's helping us and tuning in to realign our race. So take a fix on Lighthouse and home into its beam and light the lasers in your heart.
Thank you. Are you ready for the sound experience of a lifetime? Are you ready for crystal clarity in sonic bliss? Are you ready for CKUT? We're ready for you. 90.3 on your FM dial.
is Democracy Now!
You know, we have big myths about mass shootings. One of them is that this idea that mass shooters just snap and come out of nowhere. And that's not true. These are not impulsive crimes. As I was saying earlier, they're planned. There are a lot of warning signs along the way. And there's a lot more we can do to create awareness about that, to try to step in and intervene before it's too late.
As families in Uvalde, Texas, begin to make funeral arrangements for the 19 children and two teachers shot dead at the Robb Elementary School, we'll speak to Mother Jones reporter Mark Fulman, author of Trigger Points, Inside the Mission to Stop Mass Shootings in America. Plus, we go to Minneapolis 2 years after the police murder of George Floyd. We'll speak with the city's first Black Democratic Socialist City Council member, then to the battle for the Donbass. We'll go to eastern Ukraine to speak with independent journalist Billy Nesson. He's just left the city of Severodonetsk,